Welcome to the Wayne Bennett's Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now, here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and this is episode 115. It's October the 4th, 2023. And our guest today is the manager or coach of the alternative baseball team in Beckley, Mr. Richard Bailey. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And tell us, the name of the team is the Mioneers, yes.
We picked that name because we want to honor the coal miners of West Virginia, but also the people of Appalachia. So I took miners and mountaineers and combined them.
And you have the golden blue uniforms.
We did that because make it easier for our support staff and fans to, you know, buy our colors, team colors.
Uh-huh. Now, exactly what is this all about? What is the alternative baseball?
Alternative baseball is a nonprofit organization that provides authentic baseball experience for men and women 15 and older with autism and special needs. We focus on improving players' social and physical skills for success in life, both on and off the field. We provide an accepting and encouraging environment for players to become the best they can be.
Uh-huh. Now, can anybody 15 or over that has special needs sign up and play?
Absolutely. We encourage it. The minimum requirements are you have to be able to swing a bat. You don't have to be good, but you have to be able to swing a bat. And you also have to be able to make it from base to base unassisted. Uh-huh. There are leagues in the United States that are assisted, where you're in wheelchairs and things. The ABOs are unassisted, so you don't have to have a lot of skills, but you just have to be able to make it, swing a bat and make it from one base to another unassisted.
Now, how did you get interested in this?
Late 2019, I read an article. There was a player in Pineville that submitted an interest to the ABO. ABO is based in Dallas, Georgia. The player wanted to play in the ABO, but there was no team for him. So Taylor Duncan, the founder of the league, put an article in the paper. I read the article and said, this is fantastic. I want to get involved with this. So late 2019, early 2020, I started building the foundation for the team. And we had our first season in 2021.
And so the program nationwide started in 2016?
Yes, yes.
And you started the local program 2021.
Yes, yes.
What was the initial response?
It was good. It was good. 2021 and 2022, I had one team. 2023, I had two teams. And then the response, when people learned about the ABO and what we're all about, the response is getting bigger and bigger, and we're getting, all kinds of inputs. In fact, this coming year, 2024, we're probably going to have three teams.
Wow.
Which is fantastic.
Now, there's another team in Martinsburg, West Virginia. And is there any other teams besides you guys?
No. I'm putting a team in Bluefield next year. We've had tremendous support down there. We've already got the funding. We've been told we're going to be able to play a couple games at Bowen Field there in Bluefield. But I'm going to be down there recruiting and passing out flyers and talking to people here in the next few months. And then we're going to put a team down there next year, another ABO team, which would give us a team close by to play. We did play at Goldmark Park in Charleston this past season. We did that to spread the word about the ABO. And my goal is to, my short-term goal is to put a team in Bluefield, Charleston, and Huntington. And then after that, if you got four teams, of course, you can do you have tournaments and do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continually expand. But my short-term goals are Bluefield, Charleston, and Huntington.
So right now, though, the teams you play are teams that are like organizations. Like you've played the Board of Realtors. Now, do you play with a baseball?
We have what's called a De Beers ball. It's the same dimensions as a softball. But it's a little bit softer. It's called a De Beers ball. Uh-huh. And we are a wooden bat league for safety reasons.
Now, do you use a baseball bat?
Yes, a wooden bat. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And where do you get these softballs, these special balls?
We order them. There's a company that provides them for us. The league also provides them initial a dozen when you first start out when you form a team. The league gives you 12. But there's a website we can go to order them.
There's not many home runs hit then with a ball softer.
No. Yeah. And for people with special needs, that's kind of a good thing. It creates, instead of, hitting home runs and, scoring runs, like, you play more defense and there's more action, there's more excitement.
Now, you say that Taylor Clark Duncan is the one who came up with the idea. Yes. And it originated in Dallas, Georgia. Wonder why he started.
He has autism. He loves baseball. He's a true baseball fan. And growing up, he wanted to play so bad. But because of his autism, he wasn't really given an opportunity. So he created a league where people like him could play.
They play in a pretty big arena.
Yes.
How many games did you play last year, the local team?
Ten games.
10 games?
Yep.
So you had to travel.
Yes. Most of our games are at Harry Lewin Field. In the Babe Ruth Field.
Uh-huh.
Doug Leaper has been fantastic for us. He's been a huge blessing. He allows us to use that field. Larry Foster maintains the field, and come practice time or game time, that field is immaculate. So Doug Leaper and Larry Foster have been fantastic for us in giving us a place to play. I'm working with Kendrick Epling. I'm going to hopefully have a couple games at Epling Stadium this coming year. We have in the past year, we played at Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem. There was an ABO team at that time, and down in Winston-Salem, my players have had opportunities to play in major stadiums, and they get so excited about that.
Now, you practice at Fitzpatrick, though, don't you?
No, at Harry Lewin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Year one, we were looking at Fitzpatrick, but when the Babe Ruth Field was offered to us, we jumped on that.
So to start up a team, I mean, you rely totally on donations.
Yes.
And you got to buy the equipment.
Yes.
And those kind of things. And what about umpires?
I get the Babe Ruth organization, and they give me names, like Doug Cruz. He's umpired for us quite a few times. So we working with the Umpire Association, they give us names and assign us umpires.
What kind of rules? I understand that there's like 81 teams or more, something like that, in 32 states, and it's a growing organization.
Right.
What kind of rules do you use?
We follow major league rules. We have made some modifications, and based on some of the teams we play, some of them are high functioning teams, and some are lower functioning. So we adjust accordingly to kind of keep it fair and keep it fun.
Do the pitchers throw the ball overhand or underhand?
Yes. There are three opportunities. You can pitch from the mound. You can move 10 feet in and do what they call soft toss. Or there are some batters that can hit off a tee. So you have three options.
Okay. And you play 7 to 9 innings?
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. How's the response been? I mean, as far as the public, have you had any trouble getting sponsors and
no.
people watching games?
No. It's been fantastic. We always encourage we've been blessed with some sponsors. We are getting more and more support as far as people in the stands. But the community has been a blessing for us. The community has done so much for us. And part of what we're doing is we're teaching our players and motivating our players to give back to the community. Because anybody who helps us, I want to help them, give and take. But the community has been tremendous for us. We've had some anonymous donors. We've had some sponsors. Some RestCare has come on board this past season. I mean, I got a lot of players from RestCare organization. RestCare has been tremendous with doing some funding and some fundraising and different things.
Uh-huh. Now, I noticed that Randy Hunt and Melissa Goodson played on one of the teams. I don't know whether it was an all-star team or whatever against you guys. Yeah. And I had the privilege. I didn't coach Melissa, but I had her in class when I was teaching. And Randy, I was his sixth grade basketball coach years ago, and he turned out to be a pretty good baseball player also. And those guys they give you a lot of plugs on the internet, and I'm sure they're a lot of help. Do they have a world softball championship, or does it any kind of elimination tournaments, or is it just mainly just getting together and playing a schedule?
Taylor Duncan has, I said, in Georgia, they have quite a few teams in the local small area. So they play a lot of ABO teams in Georgia and in the South. We're constantly growing ABO up in the Northeastern region. So there are some tournaments and some games and some celebrity games, some all-star games here locally. The reason we do that is like Randy Hunt and Melissa Gross and so many others that have played against my team, continually just getting community involvement. I'm trying to integrate my players into the community. And so the reason we do the all-star games, celebrity games, is to get people playing against us to see what the ABO is about, see what my players are all about. And it provides tremendous fellowship for my players to meet the people in the community.
And you guys have kind of built a brotherhood there. I mean, I noticed that you've participated in parades. Yeah. You've had bowling tournaments. Mm-hmm. You've had just bowling get-togethers with the team and those kind of things, mm-hmm. just to build some camaraderie. And it seems to be working now. Of course, it helps when you have cooperation from like churches and schools and those kind of things. Do you get referrals from any schools or recommend somebody to come and talk to you or anything?
Yeah. We've had that a little bit, yes. I've got some people that I've been networking with the schools to make sure they know about the ABO. And make sure that people that go into the local high schools that have special needs know that this is an opportunity for them.
Yeah, there you go. And I've seen the name of one of the people that's been helping you, Sarah Burgess.
Yes, she's a tremendous help. Yeah, her son's one of my pitchers. And she's actively involved with the community, and she does a tremendous job for us. She's a coach along with them. I mean, she does everything for us from A to Z. And there's so many people. I have, you know, wonderful players. We also have a cheerleading organization that was formed. The cheerleaders are just as important as the players are. We're one of the few ABO teams that has a cheerleading squad. But our players, our cheerleaders, our coaches, our support staff has been a tremendous blessing. And people are hitting the ground running and making things happen. Our players are showing tremendous improvement over time. I've got players now that, you know, I'm being told, you know, are becoming, are growing to be leaders. I've got players that are they're motivated to participate more in social activities, which they hadn't done in the past. We're trying to teach life skills. We're much more than just baseball. What we do off the field with my organization is much more important than what we do on the field. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get involved with the community. I'm trying to get my players to step outside the box, so to speak, and if they're interested in something, try it. Go do it. And they're learning that the more they try, the more they can do. And they get excited about that. You know, sometimes their minds are limited, you know, because of special needs. You know, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. But when they go out and try something and do it and are successful, that gets them excited and snowballs for them.
Now, do you have to pay a fee or something to be part of this organization? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, does your team have to pay a fee to be a part of the world or the national organization?
No. Some teams do charge like a cost to join the team. And what they do, most of that money, with the teams that do that, they put that into the insurance. We have to have insurance, you know, for the team. But we don't, because I don't want to limit anybody. I want everybody that wants to play, I want them to play. So I don't charge anything for them to play. Like I said, we use our sponsorships and our fundraisers to use the money to buy our insurance and to travel and do this and do that. And
most of your games on Sundays?
Saturdays.
Saturday.
Yeah, we do everything on Saturdays. We try to do everything. If we have a doubleheader, I got two teams and we play other individuals. If we have a doubleheader, we play 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. If we just have one game, we play at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Now, of course, I've seen a few pictures of you guys have had some of your promotions. You've mm-hmm. had the mascots, Big Paul. Mm-hmm. Roscoe Rooster, the Cyclops, and do you have a concession when you have these games, or you haven't done that yet?
Very small scale. We sell like candies and sodas and things. Uh-huh. I'm hoping to, because we are continuing to get bigger and better. I'm hoping to have a concession stand during our games. We also are going to, this coming year, we're going to do some in-game entertainment. What I do is we have like at the top of the third and the top of the fifth inning, we'll pull a couple people from the stands and we might roll dice or do a ring toss or And in the winter, we'll get like a $10 gift certificate or thing. So we're doing in-game entertainment. I'm working on a concession stand. Like I said, Doug Lieber's been fantastic. Anything we need at that stadium, he offers us.
Now, when you travel, do you just hop in cars and do like that?
I mean, we have some vans that were sometimes we rent a van, sometimes we carpool. Like I said, they had a van and some cars that went to Charleston when they played at Goldmark Park. We rented a big van. We went down to Winston-Salem for that game at Truist Stadium. We're hoping to use vans in the future.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about you just a minute. Have you coached before?
Yes. I played as long as I could, and when I was no longer able to play, I got into coaching. I love sports. I love sports, and I love people. And when I was no longer able to play, I played football, baseball, basketball. But when I was no longer able to play, because I love sports so much, I got into coaching. I've coached football 28 years. I coached baseball 18 years, and I coached basketball 15 years.
What level did you coach on?
Both all the way from football, for example, from youth ball up to semi-pro. I've coached baseball from T-ball up to senior Babe Ruth. In basketball, I've coached youth up to 15, 16-year-olds. Uh-huh. I'm a 20-year Air Force veteran, so I've been all over the United States, all over the world.
Oh.
So I've coached many, many different states, many, many, many places.
So you've had some positive influences on you
from
sports.
Yes,
Anyone in particular, anybody that you can think of that?
Well, growing up, when I was younger, I was a catcher, and I idolized Johnny Bench. Uh-huh. In fact, my favorite number is number 5. So just watching some of the former pros, and there's so many people, that I met personally in my life that have, helped me. My number one motivator and my number one leader is God.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed me so much, and I would have nothing without him. And this organization wouldn't be as successful without all the blessings he's given us.
Well, I want to thank you for your service also with the military. And where did you grow up?
I was born in Savannah, Georgia. My dad was a Marine, so I spent a lot of time in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the Marine base there. When I lived with my dad in the military, we were out all over the place. I've been all up and down the East Coast. I've been out in Wichita, Kansas. So pretty much a lot of places. And when I was on active duty, of course, I've been all around the world, different places. Had the chance to go to Iceland, and that was an experience.
I always ask this. Out of curiosity, what kind of music did you listen to when you were a kid? When were you growing up? Anything in particular?
When I was real young, southern rock and country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Charlie Daniels was one of my favorites.
And was baseball your best sport you were playing?
Probably football was.
Football.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah. Like I said, nobody will ever accuse me of being gifted ball player, but I worked hard and I love sports, and so I just went out and did the best I could. But I went to a small high school up in New York, and because it was small, I had a chance to play.
You live in the Sophia area. Yeah. How did you end up in West Virginia?
My wife's parents were developing Alzheimer's. Uh-huh. So I used to live in Goldsboro, North Carolina. That's where I coached semi-pro football in Goldsboro, North Carolina. But when we saw our parents were going to need help, so we moved up here to take care of them. And we moved here in 2011, and since then they've passed.
Uh-huh.
But coming up here, it's been a tremendous blessing. My wife said we're going to move to Sophia, West Virginia, and I said, "Where's Sophia, West Virginia?" But not knowing that God was directing my path, because I go to Glen White Church of God, and that is a tremendous church. It's full of the Holy Ghost. We have a tremendous pastor, and I needed that church, and the people that attend that church, the congregation, have been a blessing to me. So God was directing me here to West Virginia when I didn't even know he was.
Wow. And I'll tell you, I've had an experience with the people from Sophia. I taught school over there for a year and a half in elementary school, and they were so nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people around that area, and even now, years later, I still run into some of those people, and just treated us so, so good when me and my wife were young and needed that. And you're right, that's such a blessing. Now, you had, at one time, you had tried to start a women's professional football team
yes.
around here.
Yes.
Did that go anywhere?
No, I didn't get many signups. I'm surprised because there's so many organizations all around the United States that are succeeding and being great, very successful. I would love to bring that opportunity and option to this area, but only had a few signups, nowhere near enough to get anything going.
Yeah, they've tried men's semi-pro football around here in West Virginia. I guess the two most successful teams were the Charleston Rockets and the Wheeling Ironmen, and they had some teams around the Beckley area for a while. And I think one of the problems was getting facilities that they could use all the time, and because at that time most of the fields were sod and grass, and the schools just didn't want to let anybody else on there because it was too much stress on the field. And of course, now most of them are turf in the county. It might be, but they did go on for a couple of years, and then I think it kind of faded away. But so I think facilities was one of the biggest things. But I would. Women's professional football, I'm not sure we're metropolitan enough to get it going. We're losing in people in southern West Virginia. But I admire you for your ambition to get things started. And I hope that this will continue. For somebody that's retired, you're a busy guy with your church activities and your baseball team and everything. What's the thing you mentioned getting at least four teams around the area? Mm-hmm. Down the road, what is your overall wish for the league and for the teams?
Once we expand and have a good foundation in West Virginia, I'm hoping to spread out which is already in progress, spread out to the bordering states of West Virginia to have other ABO teams to play. We're working on, and I'm hoping that it comes to be, we're going to have an ABO versus pros, which would be an ABO all-star team versus former minor league and professional baseball players that are retired. And they have that every year since the team ABO started. They've had that every year in Georgia. I'm working on working with Kendrick Epling to have a game, hopefully, late this 2024 at Epling Stadium, where we're bringing former minor league and major league players. There's some contacts I have. I'm hoping they're going to help me get some players, that have played, minor league or above. But we're hoping to have an ABO versus pros all-star game here in Beckley, West Virginia. And over time, I'd love to have other ABO teams in the northeastern region put all-stars into our, to come here to play. And hopefully, continue to grow, have our all-stars and have them play in other states.
How does somebody get involved? I mean, with you, I mean, how, if someone wanted to be a part, a coach or be a player or be a sponsor, how do they get in touch with you?
We have the Beckley Mioneers Facebook page. We're on Facebook. They can call me at my phone number, 304-894-8017. Or they can email me, rmsgt55af@yahoo.com. We're always looking for players, cheerleaders, coaches, support staff. And as you know, the bigger we get, the more help we're going to need.
Oh, sure. And anything else you want to add to our interview?
Probably the last thing is that it's important for people to learn about the ABO to know we're much more than just baseball. We teach life lessons, baseball. We use baseball to teach life lessons. We teach them to never give up. We teach them it's okay to strike out. Just always try your best. Always do your best. We teach them teamwork is the best work. You cannot do everything by yourself. And that's why we teach teamwork. We teach them your brain is your most important muscle. We teach them you keep your eye on the ball, but more importantly, keep your eye on your goals. We teach them sacrifice is necessary in life, especially at important times, critical times in life. They need to know they have to sacrifice. And we teach them, if you love playing baseball, never stop.
Yeah.
You said you have to be 15, but once you're a Mioneer, you can always be a Mioneer. You can play the rest of your life. I have a 65-year-old shortstop who does a great job. So there is no age limit other than you're 15 and older. You can play baseball with us the rest of your life.
Well, that's great. Well, You've hit a home run for fun and excitement, and keep on doing the good stuff.
Thank you.
And anytime you want to come back and talk to us, we'd be glad to have you.
Thank you.
And I don't know what you do in the winter time, but I'm sure you have some get-togethers. Yes. And
we have a Halloween party coming up October 28th for the team, and we have a Christmas party December 16th. So we keep them involved year-round. We're a year-round program. And that's, like I said, what we do off the field is more important for these young people than what we do on the field.
And what was that page again?
The Beckley Mioneers Facebook page. You can go on the Facebook and under Beckley Mioneers and contact me. Or like I said, you can call me 304-894-8017. We're always looking for players, cheerleaders, coaches, sponsors, and anybody who wants to get involved at any level.
Well, thank you for coming on. And anybody else out there that would like to be on our program, we'd be glad to have you. You can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Until next time, God bless you.
Railroad track in the week.